Jerry Douglas, and I was born and raised here in Joplin.
My name is Shirley Holford. I'm 76, and I've lived here all my life.
My name is Jennifer Reeves, and I have been in Joplin since 1989, and so most of my life I've been here.
My name is Christine Gwaltney, and I've lived here for 12 years.
Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless the service.
Lord, we had a damage to our home. We had the roof damaged. We had windows broken out.
The night of the tornado, my wife and I, we went to church early. She was in the kitchen area, I was in the other part, and the lights went out. I said, why don't you come in here with me? And between the two parts of the basement, there were two steel doors that opened up out of the kitchen into the room where I was. The instant that she walked through the door, the tornado sucked those doors shut and slammed them shut. And if she'd have been in that kitchen, I don't know what had happened.
I was lucky to be home. So we went in our basement. We did not have any damage to our home, but the church, the roof got peeled back in the tornado, and the water came in and went all down all three levels. But at the same time, we were on the verge of remodeling, and it was kind of a weird way, a blessing.
I was at Harmony Heights Baptist Church. We were in the middle of our service. At that time, we all took cover in the second part of the building. We went in there and basically just hang on to each other as the walls came down.
Sometimes you kind of want to push God along, you know, so just make it happen, you know. But I'm just thankful that I have a place to stay and to get up in the morning.
Well, Thanksgiving is a day of thanks, and the biggest thanks is to God, always. But I look at things a little differently, and I don't take a lot of things for granted that I did before.
We say Thanksgiving. A lot of times what we think of Thanksgiving is eating. And all that, and families getting together and all this and that, you know. But I think this year there's going to be a lot of people that will be thankful, not because of what they can eat and all this and that, but thankful for what God has done in this city.
I'm thankful that my children get to be in this new remodeled church and grow up with this. We're just thankful to have each other. Extra hugs this year.